limitation in whatever form it exists in you. And just be. Literally, just be that which precedes experience. Be what you were as an experiment for this minute. What you were before you were born. Not as an idea or some concept you have of it, but as a direct experiencing of what is at the core of the core of the core of you. So much at the core that to call it you is too limiting, too much of a definition. See if you can arrive at that point in you. See if you can do the strangest thing of all, just as an experiment. See if you can do the strangest direct experience. See if you can experience non-experiencing. See if you can be the sky. The sky has no experience. The sky just is the sky. Birds fly in it. Clouds float in it. Rain and lightning and thunder happen in it. But it's an empty container. And it's even too limiting to call it a container because it doesn't have a definite starting point and a definite ending point. It doesn't have a right or a left side or a top or a bottom. It's pure openness. See if you can be like the sky. See if you can get to that point in you, which is like the sky, which doesn't have any sides, doesn't have any definitions, doesn't have any limits, and doesn't experience anything. But all experiences happen within it. See what it feels like to be the sky, because in you, absolutely, that point is there. The same sky that is above us is in you. It's the same stuff. So for just this minute right now, experience being the sky, which is no experience at all. Just an openness. Just an expansiveness. Just a here and nowness. Without calling yourself anything, without telling yourself any story of any kind. That which is before the naming of things, that which is before the birth and death of things, that which is before things. See what that's like.